and here comes I Love This Town. Every Thursday about this time, one of your stories from the coast. Stories about living in a small town. And today, our storyteller is Michelle from Fort Bragg. But Michelle has a lot of help in this story. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a playbill for this. Players in this story include Sandy Glickfeld, who many of you know as one of the funniest women to ever walk the planet, and a regular in our coastal communities. Chris from Toto Zeta, owner of the shop. Hillary, owner of Understuff. Jane, a dear friend of our storytellers, who loves birds. Carrie, owner of the shop If the Shoe Fits, and Ben Nicholson, master gardener, leader of the Chickens 101 seminars, and just all around great guy and major portion of the volunteer staff you find at some of our biggest events on the Mendocino Coast. Okay, all of these people are involved in this story. I know it's surprising, but here we go. You'll see why. Michelle writes, about a month ago, I was doing my usual Saturday morning jaunt around town, and I saw Sandy Glickfeld in Toto Zeta. So I stopped in to say hey, swap some hugs. Chris, owner of Toto Zeta, she just happened to have a parakeet in a cage behind the counter, so I had to ask about it, and she told me her cat had captured the parakeet, brought it home in one piece, no discernible damage, but she hadn't been able to find its rightful owner, so now she was trying to find a new home for it. You see, Chris has five cats. Well, I mentioned that my friend Jane loves birds. She might be willing to take the parakeet, so Chris should call me if she hadn't found another adopter, and I would ask Jane. Sandy Glickfeld told Chris of Toto Zeta that she had my contact information, so if Chris needed to get a hold of me, she could just contact Sandy, and they'd swap numbers. A few days later, I got a message from Chris asking if I would contact Jane about the bird. That was that stormy weekend in February. And I called Jane and I left the voicemail, but, you know, with the power going on and off, I wasn't absolutely positive she'd get it. So a few days later, I visited Jane. Sure enough, she'd gotten the message and she'd gotten in touch with Chris, and she had fallen in love with Bunny. Bunny, that's the parakeet. And because she was smitten with Bunny, Bunny came home to live with her. So a day or so after that, I stopped in to see Chris again and smile about how things had worked out. That's when I heard the backstory. I'm not listed in the phone book, and I'm not on Facebook. So Chris had called Sandy for that contact information. But it turned out Sandy did not, in fact, have my phone number. Sandy suggested Chris call Hillary, though, because she knew I shopped at Understuff, and Hillary might have my phone number. Well, Hillary has me in her computer, but did not have my phone number. So Hillary suggested Chris try Carrie at If the Shoe Fits, because I always consigned with Hillary when she owned If the Shoe Fits, so she assumed that I was still in the computer now that Carrie owned it. Well, Carrie didn't have my phone number either. Hillary then called Chris and asked if she was friends with Ben Nicholson on Facebook. She is. So she got in touch with Ben, and Ben gave her my phone number. If she hadn't been, Hillary is friends with Ben, she would have followed up on that for Chris. But it did work out. And I love it when the dots connect so beautifully. Bunny the parakeet has a new loving home. And all of us had a wonderful I Love This Town experience. Also a new slant on giving someone the bird. Oh, thanks, Michelle. Oh, and Michelle also writes, with thanks to all who care enough to keep trying. Yeah, I'll second that. I love this town.